May 31st, 1954. This is 54 years ago today in this final message. Once more, I am here. The Co-Redemptrix, Mediatrix, and Advocate is standing before you. I have chosen this day. On this day, the Lady will be crowned. Theologians and apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, listen carefully. I have given you the explanation of the dogma. You should petition the Holy Father for this dogma. Then Ida says, all of a sudden, it is as if I was standing with the Lady over the dome of a big church, and as we enter, I hear the Lady say, I am taking you inside this. Tell others what you see and hear. We are now in a very big church in St. Peter's. I see lots of cardinals and bishops. The Pope enters. He is being carried in a type of chair. People applaud. The choir begins to sing. Now the Holy Father is announcing something while holding up two fingers. Then all at once, the Lady is standing on the globe again and says with a smile, in this way, my child, I have let you see what is the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. This day will in due time be the coronation day of his mother, the Lady of all nations who once was Mary. Here the Lady pauses, gazing into the distance. After a while, the Lady says, the Lady remained with her apostles until the Spirit came. In the same way, the Lady will come to her apostles and all the nations in order to bring them the Holy Spirit anew. That's the new Pentecost that we pray for. She did it the first time. She will stay to do it the second time. And with that new Pentecost comes the illumination of our souls, and grace comes the understanding of who the Mother is. Finally, by means of this instrument, Ida Pertimann, in a small country that is on the edge of the precipice, the Lady of all nations will give her motherly admonitions and consolations. Look, I am with you. I shall be your support and help. Petition your bishop. The picture must be placed in public. He should consent to have the picture exposed in public. He should consent to the erection of the church I have shown you. Let all fight for it. The Lady of all nations desires unity in the spirit of truth. The world is encompassed by a false spirit, Satan. When the dogma, the last dogma in Marian history, has been proclaimed, the Lady of all nations gives peace, true peace, to the world. And so I say in conclusion, I thank the people of Amsterdam for being disciples of Our Lady, because through you, this has been at least partially fulfilled. Through you being disciples of the Lady of all nations, it has spread throughout the world. And I encourage you to continue. The world looks to the people of Amsterdam. And that means what you're doing today on May 31st to honor her with a public day. What she asks for, that her picture would be put in a public place so that when people come to Amsterdam, they know she's a person of homage. To continue to spread the prayer, which you've done so well, and that you work and pray for the proclamation of the dogma. I think none of us understand the privilege of what it means to be working for this dogma. Only in heaven will we understand the ability to be chosen to, in some small way, participate in this. So I thank you for all the world for what you've done here. And let us stand and pray the Lady's Prayer on this day for the proclamation. If we could please stand. I would like to say it in Dutch, but my linguistic abilities are far short, so permit my English this time. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disaster, and war. May the Lady of all nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.